அடுத்ததாக மதிப்பிற்குரிய அஷேக் எம்எஃப்எம் ஃபசீல் அவர்களை இஸ்லாமிய சமய வழிபாட்டினை நடாத்துமாறு அன்புடன் அழைக்கின்றோம்.
பிஸ்மில்லாஹிர் ரஹ்மானிர் ரஹீம். இன் தி நேம் ஆஃப் அல்லாஹ், the most gracious, the most merciful. I begin by the greetings of Islam, which is assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, and a very good evening to all. His Holiness Pope Francis, the Archbishop of Colombo, all religious dignitaries, the perfect words to welcome His Holiness Pope Francis to our motherland are none other than the beautiful words of my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyukrim dayfa." That person who believes in Allah and in the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should honor his guest irrespective of religion, culture and caste. On behalf of the Muslim community of Sri Lanka, we welcome wholeheartedly to our motherland. Furthermore, when we look into the beautiful teachings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand that a beautiful day, a delegation of Christian priests visited Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Holy Mosque of Medina, and they had a beautiful discussion amongst themselves. At the day end, they requested from Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Can you grant us a place to worship our Lord, because it is the time of our worship?" Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted permission and gave them a place in the Holy Mosque of Medina to perform their worship. From this, it gives a beautiful message to the world that we see to unite and to build coexistence, and especially to religious leaders and dignitaries, that the beautiful teachings of Islam welcomed the dialogue and discussion, which will remove doubts, confusion, suspicion of religions from the hearts of religious dignitaries and the people of their followers. Furthermore, it will build strong bridges amongst religious leaders, which have become utmost important in 21st century that we are living today. And also, when there is a good discussion, a dialogue, this will build coexistence where people live and let live, where people will like, enjoy, and make others to enjoy. And also, a degree of tolerance will be built in our lives, which is very, very important today. If I may fail in my duties if I do not mention the attack or the killing which took place in France, in Pakistan, children were massacred and killed in the name of Islam. As we know very well, Islam has no relationship with regard to such practices and evil conduct and deeds. Islam promoted peace, love and harmony. Terrorism, racism, extremism. These are religions in its own, and it has its own qualities and behavior. From the history we study, terrorist, extremist, they had used many religions as a shelter to cover their own evil deeds, unlike that we see today. Islam is used by these extremists and terrorists in harming and in causing corruption on this planet. At this moment, we request from the entire religious leaders and religious dignitaries, we need to unite. We need to understand each other's faith. We need to support each other and build a healthy nation for the mankind to live. We hope the visit of Your Holiness will build new bridges of unity and coexistence in our motherland and in the whole world to make it a beautiful place to live in harmony and peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the entire mankind to the straight path. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you.